Derek Moore, who listens to Only a Game on his iPod in La Crescent, Minnesota, emailed this week with a correction. "I always find your program excellent, informative, and incredibly accurate," he wrote, and then he added, "well, until now." On your great interview with Tim Wakefield, you mentioned that he won two games in the World Series during his rookie year, 1992. Actually, he won two quite brilliantly pitched games over my beloved Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series that year. Mr. Moore is right, as were the other people who wrote to correct my mistake. I can't excuse it and can only explain it by saying that when I was a boy, the only postseason baseball was the World Series, and that's a stupid explanation. Ernie Henninger, who hears the program on WEKU in Lexington, Kentucky, emailed to say that although he feels Only a Game, quote, makes the weekend special, he's weary of the sarcasm and the nastiness he heard 2 weeks ago from our NBA analyst Kevin Hench, and then again last week from our NHL analyst Helene Elliott. "Raising hackles seems to be the modus operandi these days," Mr. Henninger wrote, "but it's beneath the standards of your show." Gee, it's a good thing Mr. Henninger wasn't getting more coffee or something when it was time for me to talk to Charlie Pierce. Sean Means, a resident of Salt Lake City, was upset about our choice of material for last week's program. An hour to talk about the biggest news in sports and not a word about the historic soccer game between Mexico's Monterrey and Major League Soccer's Real Salt Lake, Mr. Means wrote. "You will have the chance to rectify this oversight by covering Wednesday's match at Rio Tinto Stadium in Salt Lake." Patience, Mr. Means. I hope he was listening to the conversation I just had with Grant Wall. And finally, William Nagahiro emailed as follows. "Only a Game is one of my favorites. Funny, informative, and intelligent. But I would like to know the name of the host, which is seldom mentioned. I do appreciate his modesty. Maybe that's why his name isn't all over the place." I have nothing to hide, Mr. Nagahiro. I'm Host X. Nah, I'm Bill Littlefield. And you can reach me and my colleagues through the website, onlyagame.org. You can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, Harvard University, whose summer school has courses for high school, college, and adults to earn academic credit and experience campus life, summer.harvard.edu, and Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
Ryan Braun, who recently signed a $105 million contract extension with the Milwaukee Brewers, got a marriage proposal from a fan named Robin during last Friday's televised game. Robin held up a Marry Me Ryan sign that included her phone number. Oddly enough, a great many people not named Ryan Braun called that number. That possibility apparently hadn't occurred to Robin, who said in an interview, "It seemed like a good idea." When Ryan Braun, the object of Robin's affections, tried to get through after the game, the eligible bachelorette's phone was busy and her voicemail box was full. "I guess it wasn't meant to be," said the millionaire ballplayer, who, surprisingly, already has a girlfriend.